Hi, and welcome to Sport and Road, the weekly motorsport show with thanks to Central Tyre Service. This is a part of the Super Saturday Sports Show that you can listen to and keep up to date with all things happening on the courses both locally and around the globe. This show airs on a weekly basis on a Saturday throughout the year and is hosted by John Painter and Craig Stott. It's on 1FM Shepparton Radio, so let's have a listen to see what's happening in the world of motorsport this week.
Good morning, folks. Live and local 1FM Saturday Sport continues here with Sport and Road. Time for a little motorsport. Good morning. I'm Johnny Painter.
And I'm Craig Stott. Good morning, listeners. And good morning, John. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, mate. Yeah, it's been a great week. Played some great music, and yourself too.
Oh, yes. I did three shifts during the week, so I'm not complaining. And I've got this Saturday, which is Saturday. Fantastic.
Yeah, for sure.
Got to juggle that with a bit of touring cars as well.
Are you able to get home in time to watch the replays?
Because that'll be continuing. Then I'm back down here at 6 o'clock, so do my shift then.
No, don't worry.
Then we've got Sunday as well.
Yep,
but
for sure.
Supercars, I'm happy.
Yes, Tasmania. We'll talk about that in a couple of moments.
We'll talk about that, yeah.
For sure.
We've got a fantastic sponsor of Goodyear Auto Care.
We certainly do.
And, from Welshford Street, fantastic people. They've got a full range of automotive batteries in there. I've just had a car at home playing up with a battery. So straight down, grabbed a new one, and away we went, which was good.
Yeah, I did the same thing with my daughter's little Honda. It was a CR-V, and she's had some work done, but the battery was definitely on the way out. So same thing, straight in, saw Tim, came out with a brand spanking new battery.
Great price.
Took it home, bunged it in the car, and the thing just touched immediately, no problem.
To a certain degree, you don't really worry about the price if you know you've got good quality stuff.
That's exactly right, yep.
I know people say, oh, cheap. Mm-hmm. And you put a new battery in, the cheapest you can get, and 12 months later, but you put a new battery in. You told me to get the cheapest.
That's right.
And no warranty or things like that, only lasts 12 months, not my problem.
For sure. I'm looking for a new battery for the scooter at the moment. They don't do motorcycle batteries, but I'm looking for one for the scooter. And there was one advertised with a 7-year warranty for a little scooter battery, motorcycle battery. That's not bad.
That's not bad at all. Batteries out of Hunters in Sheppey. They've got a lot of motorcycle batteries.
Yeah, and they range in price you look at them on eBay, there was one there for exactly the same size as mine. It was for a Harley Davidson, and it was $575, and the battery next door to it was nearly identical. It was about $64. You know,
amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, just incredible.
And that's it. But, Goodyear Auto Care.
Digress, yeah.
We have progressed. They have been and still are Central Tyres, but also Goodyear Auto Care. So if you've got a problem with your car, even just driving along and you put your foot on the brake and you can feel as if you're tapping your foot to the music.
A little bit of pulse underneath,
Just call in there and see the boys there and just let them know what you feel, and they'll take it around the block. Yes, and let you know what the problem is, if there is a problem. Mm-hmm. It could be just a wheel out of balance.
It's cool. It could be. Or maybe a slight warp on a disc or anything.
They can do it all for you. And they won't just do it and then give you a big bill. They'll look at it, show you the problem, and then work it out how you want it done, whether you're happy to get it all done at once or you want, depending on your budget. You know, X amount this fortnight, the next fortnight, or week and things like that. Yeah. They're happy to do all that sort of stuff.
Exactly.
And the amount of wiper inserts that we've been fitting now.
Yeah. Coming up towards winter, it's time to do it.
Yeah, would you believe this week as well, I've done radiators. Two radiators.
Good grief.
Yeah, one was blocked and the other one split itself. Not looking at anyone.
Happens.
It happens. So we fixed that this morning.
Good.
And thank you to my suppliers, which was fantastic to have one up here. And they went out of their way. So, it's good to see.
I did see one talking about cars and things like that and people looking after and being serviced. There was a story of a lady who bought a car in because it was wandering all over the road, so the mechanics put it up on the hoist, and he said the ball joints were hanging on by one thread. The thing was just about ready, and the front suspension was in a similar sort of situation. So he showed the lady, showed her all of the bits and pieces that the problems were wrong with it. And he said, I'm going to have to fix it. He said, I can't let this out the door because it would be me that would be sued if you had a crash as you left here, because I left that car in that state. And she cracked up, wanted her car back right there and then. I'm not waiting around that. I'll get it done somewhere else. Yada, 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 yada. And he refused, so she called the police. Yeah. Police came in. The policeman looked at it. He showed him all the problems, and the policeman said, just... he said, we'll take care of this. You don't worry about it. He said, release the car and let her go. So he did. She got half a block up the street and they pulled her up for having an unroadworthy vehicle and impounded it.
Yeah, yep. Yeah, but even most people in workshops, you know what's right and wrong, and you've got to give a customer a car back roadworthy.
Absolutely.
There's a little problem there. Sometimes people put blue park light globes in their headlights. That is illegal.
Yeah, exactly.
So if you have a smash at the front, let's say one side, if you try and put a blue globe back in there, or you put a white one, put the white one in because that makes the car roadworthy.
Yeah, exactly.
And you can give the owner the globe back. They can change it later on, but that's not...
Yeah. Actually, the... My Statesman, it's a WN. Yep. There's the little highlights above the headlights, a little running lights, or if you like.
Yeah, daytime running lights.
Yeah, and they are actually a blue globe. And the book calls for a blue globe.
Okay.
But they show white when you turn them on.
Yeah. Well, a lot of the H4 globes now, they're light blue.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah, it's just amazing.
A brighter. That's it. And like white paint, to make white paint whiter, you put a bit of blue paint into it.
Yeah, that's true.
Brightens it up. So,
that's true.
Little tricks of the trade.
Mm.
And we've got another sponsor too.
We do. I was just thinking the same thing. We have the Shepherd and Motorcycles dealerships now. We have two businesses. The old Halsall Honda site is now Shepherd and Motorcycles, and that's the place to go for anything Honda. If you want brush cutters or machinery, or four-stroke too, of course, being Honda.
Generators they do?
Yep, they do generators, all those quads, side-by-side, farm bikes,
and
road bikes. They got the whole lot there at the old Halsall site.
We could get another four-wheel drive and have races.
Look out.
It's not a bad idea.
And then, of course, there's the AJ's Motorcycles site, which is now Shepparton Motorcycles also, and that's the home for KTMs and... the Can-Am Spiders and all those sort of bits and pieces, plus all of the off-road equipment that they produce. And I think Tom has actually sold a couple of jet skis through the Polaris side of the thing too. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah, so they've got all of that gear at the AJ site. We'll just call it the AJ site. I know it's Shep Motorcycles. It's in Purcell Street here in Shep.
That's Shep. It. The Honda dealership...
Mm-hmm.
The number of people, all the farmers around here at the moment, they're doing burn-offs.
Yep.
And they've got trailers with a IPC of water.
Yep.
And there's a Honda pump.
Yep. Honda pump on the back, yep.
And, they must be a good thing at the moment, seasonal for that.
They certainly are, mate. They certainly are. No worries at all.
And that we're talking four wheels at one stage, then we've gone down to two wheels. So why don't we start with a bit of...
I think that could be a good move. Now, the news article I've got... It says that there were several disqualified from the Australian Superbikes roundup at Queensland. So that intrigued me. So I did a little bit of digging and I found a news article from Trevor Hedge at mcnews.com.au. Now that's a Victorian computed motorcycle news site, and it's absolutely great. Trevor's a top bloke and he's got some absolutely great people working with him who are all sort of volunteer presenters who write notes and do bits. And old Boris, who used to be at Motorcycle News, and Marty, who Trevor and I interviewed quite a few years ago, some of the things. Now, Trevor, top bloke, if you really want some local motorcycle news, mcnews.com.au. And Trevor writes that, we take no delight in reporting that after taking a perfect score across the weekend in the Supersport 600 category, an irregularity in the cylinder head was found on the machine ridden by double victor Tom Edwards during post-race scrutineering, and as a result, he's now been disqualified from the results. While the official results are yet to be updated, we believe that John Littris will now be declared the round winner ahead of Scotty Nicholson and Ollie Simpson. In the overall championship standings, the disqualification of Edwards will promote Ollie into the championship lead, and we believe John Letras will move up into second place in the series points. Now, this young bloke, Ollie Simpson, is an absolute character. I remember an interview with old Doug down at Mac Park in Mount Gambier many, many years ago, and he asked Ollie, he was probably 13 at the time, "Ollie, I suppose you want to be the next Casey Stoner?" And he said, "No, Doug." He said, "I'm going to be the next Ollie Simpson." It's just absolutely brilliant. Yep.
We believe the engine in the bike bids YZFR6 was prepared by a third-party specialist engine builder who had removed material from the cylinder head in not allowed against the rules that apply to the Australian Super Sport Championship. The engine builder puts engines together for dozens of motorcycles in ASBK. "I am very much disappointed for Tom, who is a likeable youngster that displays an amazing level of bike control no matter what he rides. I would love to see Tom on a superbike, as I think he would prove spectacular. I rate him one of the most gifted racers currently competing in Australia. That said, I must congratulate Motorcycling Australia for significantly stepping up their technical control inspections this season. In the same breath, I can imagine there are more than a few teams that are breathing some fairly big sighs of relief that they weren't caught in recent seasons after illegally modifying their own machines.
Or even purchasing machines that had been illegally modified and they didn't know. The hit rate so far, now that MA are starting to undertake inspections, would suggest that there are at least as many non-compliant machines at ASBK race meetings as there were that are actually compliant with the rules. After two competitors in the YZFR 3 Cup at the Supersport 300 Championships were also disqualified for oversized throttle bodies at the Phillip Island season opener, we believe that at least one other competitor competing in these categories is also under investigation. The line in the sand has been drawn, and from here on in, there will be little sympathy for those found with the machine not adhering to the technical rules of their respective categories. The buck stops with the entrance of the machine to ensure the motorcycles they are providing their riders with are fully compliant with the rules."
Motorcycle Australia have also shown they are not messing about when it comes to penalties. The results not stripped from one race or the other category they are competing, but they have been excluded from the results of all six races they competed in across the Supersport 300 and R3 Cup categories in the 2022 season opener.
Yep. "From the results, it's easy to identify who was stripped from their results, but we removed their names from this piece, so what might be an innocent mistake doesn't haunt them for years on Google."
Very
this,
true.
"This puts riders on notice that the cheating needs to stop, and penalties, if found, will be severe. The kids more than likely didn't modify the bikes themselves and probably didn't even have any knowledge of the fact that the machine's contravening the rules. I'm not here to try and drop a bucket on a couple of young kids that were likely innocent parties with no knowledge of what had been done to their machines. It's also certain that they were not the only riders in the class on non-compliant machinery over the course of the weekend. It's just that these were the only two that got caught.
I have heard on numerous instances where riders have innocently bought second-hand Supersport 300 bikes only to find when undertaking their own race preparations, porting on the cylinder heads and oversized throttle bodies. Oversized throttle bodies are in fact so common that you don't even have to find someone in the country to mill them out for you. They are available from overseas sites on an exchange basis or to purchase outright. These come off the shelf already bought out, with sellers making claims of between 5 and 15% improvement in power depending on what other modifications are made, and they bolt straight back onto the block or the stock R3 airbox."
So you want gaskets that raise your compression, ceramic bearings for your R3 gearbox, a 340cc big bore kit, all easily ordered over the internet. And anyone around the sport I've spoken to is saying that while this is long overdue, they implored the move and the severity of the penalties handed down. And this will be the only way to start to bring change into the category. And that's from Trevor Hedge of MC News. Thanks, Trevor. Absolutely great work, mate.
Yeah, here we go. Mark Marquez diagnosed with a new episode after the Mandlika incident.
Mark Marquez's 2022 GP hopes have been dealt a major blow with the news he suffered a new episode of diplopia following his huge accident and warm-up at Mandalika on Sunday, or Mandalika, whichever way. I had watched it.
Which way you look at it.
Commentators saying it both ways. The eight-time world champion who was forced out of the final two rounds last season due to double vision problems, suffered back in 2011, made the announcement on social media. It seems I'm experiencing deja vu. During a trip back to Spain, I began to have discomfort with my vision. We decided to visit Dr. Sanchez Dalmau, who confirmed that I have a new episode of diplopia.
After
staggering slowly away, Marquez was ruled unfit to race at Mandalika due to the concussion suffered in the huge warm-up high side, and it was huge. Was his fourth accident of the weekend, as all Honda riders were struggling for corner entry grip from the modified casings of the Mitchell and tyres. Time for a sponsor break.
Oh, okay.
Let's have a quick word from these wonderfuls, and we'll come back with a little bit more on Mark Marquez.
If the best places are the toughest to reach, the KTM 890 Adventure R is the right machine to take you there. Boasting a new engine with increased capacity and added performance, this is a serious travel-capable off-road motorcycle ready for extreme escapes off the beaten track. With stock available now for immediate delivery, book your demo today with the GB's home of KTM, Shepparton Motorcycles. Contact Brendan and the team at Shepparton Motorcycles, Purcell Street, Shepparton, and visit shepparton.mpe.com.au. Thank you. LMCT 11819.
1FM sponsor.
This is John Painter.
And Craig Stott
from 1FM's Sport and Road.
Central Tyre Service is now your Goodyear Auto Care Centre.
With on-farm tyre servicing,
computerised wheel alignment and balancing,
complete front-end alignment and brake repairs,
and a full range of automotive batteries.
There's not a lot the friendly staff at Goodyear Auto Care can't do.
Servicing the Goulburn Valley since 1952.
Central Tyres, now Goodyear Auto Care, can be found at 117 Wellsford Street, Shepparton.
Phone 58 219 555.
Station sponsor.
They're not bad sponsors as well.
Oh, they certainly are.
Keep everything happening.
Yep.
Anyway, after his examination, it was initially declared to follow the conservative treatment with periodic medical tests. Next week, Mark Marquez will undergo a new checkup to evaluate the evolution of the injury and to predict and estimate recovery period to return to competition. Pending the outcome of these checks, the injuries look likely to exclude Marquez from being able to compete in the back-to-back Argentine and Austin rounds, starting at the end of this month, and put his 22 title hopes on the ropes.
The Repsol star, who hasn't completed a full MotoGP season since winning his sixth premiership class in 2019, due to the lengthy complication from a broken arm at Jerez in 2020 and then the late 2021 diplopia, finished fifth in this year's Qatar season opener. But it was spelt out that the 29-year-old that there would be always the risk of a relapse. When I spoke to my doctor, it was my first question. If I crash in the Malaysian test, what is the possibility to create the same problem again? And the answer was clear. The possibility is the same if you have a crash in 2 years. The nerve problem is there. If you crash tomorrow or you crash in 2 years and you touch that nerve again, it will be damaged, Marquez said.
Although the Mandalika incident was one of the biggest of Marquez's career, having fallen less than 10 times over the Qatar and Mandela rounds, plus some testing spills, since the last diploma incident, concern over how easy the nerve can be re-damaged will now be heightened.
Meanwhile, after the eye examination in Barcelona, Marquez visited the Ruber International Hospital in Madrid last Tuesday morning, where he underwent a general checkup to evaluate the bruises caused by the Mandalika crash and undergo a brain MRI. And this reconfirmed he did not suffer any other injuries. Yeah. Results from there. In first place, Miguel Oliveira, a great win for the Red Bull KTM. Absolutely well done. Rode really well.
Fabian Quartararo was second on a Yamaha.
Then Johan Zarco on the Ducati was third.
The Aussie Jack Miller on the
Ducati. Yeah, he was leading it for a while there and held second place for a long time, but sort of whether the tyres went out, I don't know, but he faded off to fourth in the end. Alex Rins came in fifth.
On a Suzuki. Johan Muir on another Suzuki.
Franco Morbidelli on the Yamaha. From Brad Binder on the KTM.
Alex Espargaro on an Aprilia.
And then in 10th place, Darren Binder on a YZRM1 Yamaha. Now, add a couple of wheels.
That makes four wheels.
Yep. Ross Brawn, 2022 Formula One cars. He reckons they're a step forward from the horrible previous generation. A story from Conor McDonough at crash.net. Formula One boss Ross Brawn sees no negatives when assessing how the new generation of cars performed on the track in the season-opening Bahrain Grand Prix. F1's new era got underway on Sunday as all 20 cars took to the track in competitive action for the first time. Charles Leclerc won the opener after an exciting duel with reigning F1 champion Max Verstappen. Generally speaking, the racing up and down the field proved to be a good spectacle, particularly in the midfield, with cars following more closely. While the initial impression of the new rules was positive, Brawn is remaining cautious for now.
It is a simple, it's a sample based on one, so let's not get head over ourselves, he said on Sunday after the race. But we have seen no negatives today, which is a great thing. I think now once the drivers have debriefed and the FIA start to look at all the data, we can see how far we have been able to move. But the old cars were horrible, so we have been able to make that step. I think we've shown that the raceability of the car has to be a strong consideration going forward. It is not just one solution, and we are going to stop. We need to keep this process up, and we need to keep working and understanding how we can make great racing cars and continue the development in that right direction. The top three teams still held significant advantage over the midfield, but Brawn doesn't think that will be a problem as it's easier to race wheel to wheel.
Obviously, new regulations. It looks to me like two or three teams have got it right, Brawn added, but it wasn't that bad. As always, if we get two or three teams at the front racing and a strong midfield, then I think we should be pleased if those cars can race. And that's the key thing. You can forget the impact of the cost gap is going to have, because no one out of there at the minute is going to be able to put another $100 million into their program to solve their problems.
Only another $100 million.
It's only a drop in the bucket, isn't it? It's only money. Yeah. So that's going to have a flatter development race, and no one is going to pull away. And I think things are going to come together, and we can look forward to having a great race. Next Grand Prix, that's this Sunday. It's actually Monday morning. We watch it.
That's it.
That's from Jeddah in Saudi Arabia. Yeah. And it's 3 a.m. on Monday morning. It's Sunday morning Saudi practice. I think that was 7:30. I've got an ad there for some reason. Yeah, the ad is on the 7:30 on Sunday morning. You can watch a replay of this F1 practice. And then the race is at 1:30 on Monday morning for the Saudi F1,
go. Finish watching the touring cars, and then I'll just stay up.
Yep, exactly.
Make another hamburger sandwich and keep going, or another can.
Mm-hmm. Now, mate, there we go. The pre-brief, the key Tasmanian storylines, and this is from Charlie Bullis at the official website.
Before we go any further here, I'd like to Sport and Road give our condolences to John Trimble's family.
Yes, from definitely.
The Daily Planet Racing and Bottle Magic.
That was
we lost him on Saturday.
Yeah, so that was a car that caused a lot of angst amongst a lot of people because of its sponsor.
Yes.
And that was all. Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, Simmons Plains, that's this weekend, hosting, and it's their 49th ATCC Supercar round. Tasmania never disappoints when it comes to on-track action, with its infamous hairpin capable of surprising even the most seasoned drivers, and it constantly does that.
It does.
Chaz enters the weekend with a 12-point championship lead over Anton. Reigning champion Shane Van Gisbergen is hot on the heels, just 15 points behind Anton. Super Sprint Racing returns for the first time this season with a compact schedule, sure to mix up the grid. Will a new championship leader emerge from the Apple Isle? I think so.
Very possible. The Super Soft question mark. The first appearance of Dunlop's new Super Soft tyre compound at Super Simmons Plains will be a major talking point. The revamped compound has made its racing debut at Sydney's Motorsport Park, albeit with just one set in each race. The Ned's Whiskey Tasmania Super Sprint will be one of the rounds in 2022 to run solely on the Super Soft tyre.
Well, that's okay.
Mm.
With Simmons Plains, a power circuit requiring strong brake and turn characteristics to perform well, this weekend looms to be an engineer's nightmare. We obviously ran the new tyre at Sydney, but it was a different scenario, Will Davison said. At Simmons Plains, we'll also be qualifying on the tyre, so we'll be asking a lot more of the tyre and car setup. It'll be interesting balancing act with one tyre on the car with only one tyre stop. Okay.
That's going to play a big part in the race and whether people get through on a two-tyre stop or change three or four tyres. Well, we'll see how it goes.
Chaz maintains his lead. Chaz and Van Gisbergen share the victories at the Bow Repairs Sydney Super Night. However, Van Gisbergen Race 2 Nightmare allowed Chaz to move the top of the standings. The result saw the Walkinshaw Andretti United driver lead the championship for the first time in his career. Chaz recorded his breakthrough win for WAU in Tasmania last April, which marked a positive sign for what was to come from the team. However, this is it. However, Triple Eight is always fast on the Apple Isle, proven by Van Gisbergen and Jamie Winkup leading 1-2 finishes in 2021. The fast Kiwi loves being on the hunt, and with 27-point deficit to overcome, Chaz must be prepared to get his elbows out at Simmons Plains.
Right, now let's have a look at the program that's coming up for this one, because 11:40 this morning, which is right about now, I reckon, we've got Supercars practice 2 for 30 minutes.
And 12:25 to 12:45, you've got the Aussie cars.
Yep, the little races,
Race 1, 16
They are fun
laps.
To watch.
They are.
13:15 to 13:30, the support categories, the Tassie Tin Tops, Race 2.
13:50 to 14:22, Armour All qualifying for Repco Supercars, and that's for 35 minutes.
Yep. 14:50 to 15:50, the Holtec Super Ute Series, Race 2.
15:45 to 16:10, Aussie Racing Cars, Race 2.
Then at 16:55 to 17:45, the Repco Supercars, Race 3. 44 laps.
That's it.
No worries.
And then Sunday. We're running out of time.
We certainly are.
We'll go quickly.
Qualifying 10:57 to 11:09, we've got the Repco Supercars Championships Armour All qualifying for Race 5. That's a 12-minute session,
yes.
And that follows the first one, so they'll run through those again.
Then race 4, 44 laps.
Yep.
At 1 to 1:50.
Then at 15:55 to 16:45, we have the Supercars Championships. We have Race 5 over 44 laps as well. So it's going to be a very, very busy program down there. Looking forward to sitting back and watching some of that. Be absolutely great.
But it's touring cars. I'm happy.
Yep, no worries at all.
Track.
Yep, good stuff.
But, yeah.
And it's a great track down there as well.
I've been down there.
It's a great place. Yeah, I've walked that hairpin. No. I've pulled debris out of the sand pit and the catch gravel there too. Yeah, it's just a great place.
It's fantastic there.
Anyway, from Johnny Painter, it's bye-bye for now, folks. I look forward to coming back and doing sport and road again with Craig next week. It's going to be absolutely great.
And goodbye from me, and you can hear me from 6 o'clock tonight.
Yep, Craig will be back.
Till midnight.
No worries.
Thank you.
Bye for now.
AJ's Motorcycles are now Shepparton Motorcycles. For more than 35 years, the crew at AJ's took pride in providing people from across our region and beyond with the highest quality sales, service and advice you would find anywhere. Shepparton Motorcycles are excited that Tom, Mel, Brendan and the crew will remain on board, delivering the same passion towards great customer service that has been the tradition for all of these years. Supplying a great range of bikes, side-by-sides, parts and apparel, you will still find us in the same great location, right next to the Shepparton train station. Shepparton Motorcycles, your home of KTM and Can-Am. LMCT 11819.
1FM sponsor.
This is John Painter
and Craig Stott
from 1FM Sport and Road.
Central Tyre Service is now your Goodyear Auto Care Centre.
With on-farm tyre servicing,
computerised wheel alignment and balancing,
complete front-end alignment and brake repairs,
and a full range of automotive batteries.
There's not a lot the friendly staff at Goodyear Auto Care can't do.
Servicing the Goulburn Valley since 1952.
Central Tyres, now Goodyear Auto Care, can be found at 117 Wellsford Street, Shepparton.
Phone 58 219 555.
Sponsor. If you have enjoyed the show, then please let us know what you think at our socials. 1FM Super Saturday Sport on Facebook and Twitter, and tune in from 8 a.m. next week to find out more. Till next week, goodbye.